11 degrees in Albury. Good morning, it's James Royce with you. Well, it's been a busy 24 hours for the SES, with more than 100 calls for help across the region in the past 24 hours. Most of those were for things like fallen trees. State Emergency Service Assistant Chief Officer Keith O'Brien says warnings are also in place for riverine flooding.
For the Murray River upstream of Lake Hume, the water's moving towards Gingellic at the moment. The Kiewa, we have a moderate flood warning out at Mongans Bridge. We expect the flows to continue down towards Kiewa and Bandiana as the day proceeds. We also have a moderate flood warning on the King at Chess Hunt, and we expect that to continue, obviously, down the King River towards Wangaratta.
Weather Zone meteorologist Joel Pippard says more rain is on its way.
So we can expect probably about another 10 to 20 millimetres for most places, some places just a little bit more. But then it's going to start to turn very windy as we start to see a strengthening cold front and low pressure system near Tasmania, and that's going to really pick up the winds as we go forward the next few days.
So 132500 is the number to call if you need help from the SES. If it's a life-threatening situation, please call 000. There are reports New South Wales is considering easing current restrictions on outdoor gatherings of people, with the chance that outdoor gyms and playgrounds could reopen north of the border sometime during May. And after 35 years at the RFS, today is the last day for Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons.